I've seen Long Po has been sick and he has bone marrow transplant. So he have asked us to sit like quite far away from him initially. So because of he has to do bone marrow transplant, his immunity is very low right now. So that's why we have to sit quite far from him. It's because he has low immunity. So we have to sit and we have to keep distance for him for at least 3 months. So that's why we have to sit far away from him. And actually the doctor asked Song Po not to teach for at least 3 months. But he decided to teach and just asked to keep distance. Actually, to do bone marrow transplant, for the person who older than 65, is not recommended. Long Po himself is 64. Is borderline. If he's 1 year older, he may not be able to do a bone marrow transplant. And if he cannot do bone marrow transplant, he's not maybe able to kill. But the result, the lab test result, is quite good. There is no cancer cell in his marrow. And normally the person or the patient who has to do bone marrow transplant has to stay in the hospital at least a month. But Long Po himself, he stayed less than 1 month. The patient room that he stay is very cold. Room temperature is about 19 degrees Celsius and with very high pressure. It's positive pressure room. So it's quite a difficult condition. It was very cold. Long Po stayed with Krupa R and decided that he should come back and rest in the temple instead of stay in the hospital. After Long Po finished teaching, he went back to his guti and stay all day there, and he tried not to in contact with monks also. In his guti is only Krupa that can enter. Can you notice that last year when the king had passed away, we cried so much, we suffer, we sad, we feel like we cannot live without the king. But now our mind has changed. in life, sometimes our husband may die one day, and or our children die, our wife die or left us. We feel like we cannot live without them. But actually, when time passes, the sadness or the suffering in our mind decrease and is gone. A person who lost his children or his or her child is suffer the most, because we think that our children should die after us. But this kind of thought is not true, because death is not predictable. Death can happen to any person in any age. Like because we know that one day our parent will pass away. We know beforehand when our parents pass away, the suffering is not that bad. It's compared to when we have to lose our child, because we think that we will die before our children. The Buddha teach us to be to practice mindfulness, to see the feeling in our heart, in our mind, happiness and unhappiness that circling in our heart all the time. You will see that the happiness come and gone, unhappiness come and go, wholesomeness come and go, and wholesomeness also come and go. Once we accept the truth that everything will come and go, one day if we accept the truth that everything comes and go, when happiness happen, our mind will not delight, or when the suffering happen, our mind will not suffer that much. Since we have been chasing for happiness for all our life, can you see that happiness just happen temporarily and it's go away? But if we are wise enough, we know that everything is just temporary. The mind will not struggle for happiness anymore, and it will not struggle when suffering happens, because it knows that suffering also temporary. When we want to have a partner, a husband or a wife, when the desire happens, our mind will suffer. When the desire happens, the mind suffer. In this day, there are so many women that not get married. Many women stay single, but actually it is good, because if you have a husband, you have to take care of him. When you decide for something, when you gain it, we have to protect it, we have to keep it. It's a burden. Some person buy a car and have to try to protect, to keep the car from stolen. So it's a kind of burden. So when the desire happens in our mind, suffering happens. Even though we gain what we want, we also suffer because of it. Because we have to keep it, we have to save it. Everything is just temporary. If we understand the truth, we will stop searching for happiness. So when happiness happens, we know that one day the happiness will go on. We know that happiness is temporary. Also, if we are wise enough, we know that suffering is temporary also. So when suffering happens, the mind will not struggle, because it's know the mind know that suffering is temporary. So deep in our mind, anyone here feel that the happiness is temporary, one day the happiness is gone? Can you feel it? Most people feel that happiness will last forever, but for those who know, who have been practicing, they will know that happiness is temporary. Because the mind has tendency to see the truth. And when suffering happens, the mind will not struggle too much, because it also know that suffering is temporary. If the mind doesn't know that suffering is temporary, you can tell yourself that suffering is temporary. Anyone here feel that even though the suffering is not happening yet, you know that one day the suffering will come? Anyone here feel that? It's actually the worriness. It's just the concern. Actually, Buddhists will not concern too much for the future. Buddhists have the courage to face what happened in the future. And as a Buddhist, you are courage to face everything, because you stay practicing at the present moment. We have the courage to face everything in the future. Actually, women have tendency to gain stress more than men. But if we wise enough, we know that suffering is temporary. When suffering happens, the mind will not struggle. And when suffering not happen yet, we not have the worriness that the suffering will happen. So our job is try to learn the truth in the body and mind, to see that happiness is temporary. And happiness is temporary. The truth, yes, everything is temporary. is suffering and not self. The world is temporary, suffering and not self. This is the truth. But the true Dhamma has only one character, that is not self. Nirvana is just not self. So we just have to keep practicing to see the truth. So when our mind gain wisdom or become more mature, we understand the truth more and we have courage to face things. Longpo himself never gets sick before this time. He never admit in the hospital. But at this time, he has so many surgeries. When he has surgery, because when we have surgery, his body get hurt too, and he see that this is the bad karma that he has to face. Because the doctor has to hurry to do the surgery. Because there are so many patients waiting for the doctor. And the doctor told him that Longpo is very calm during surgery. And in the past, there was a master who has to do the surgery without anesthesia. The body can hurt so much, but the master can tolerate it. We believe that the master is the enlightened one, or he was Arahan, but his body can suffer, his body can get pain, because this body is the result of the karma. The body can get sick, be in pain, and can die. Like the Buddha himself, his body has suffered near the end of his death also. Once he was sick and very thirsty, and he asked Pra Anun to get the river, get the water from him from the river. But the water was very dirty, so he get very thirsty. But because of his when the water, the dirty water become clear. The point is, the body of the Buddha also can be suffered from pain, from sickness, and the body can die. But the mind will not get suffer anymore. The pain in the body, everyone have to face. The pain in the body, even the Arahant or the Enlightened One, he can get pain. But when the body dies, the mind will release. Even the Buddha or the Great Master can get pain, can get sick, and can die. So our duty is to practice to see the truth in the body and mind. So for us, it's better to observe the mind. Because we think all day long, we think too much. We don't have enough samadhi to see the body. So if we have a busy mind and we want to see the body, we will focus too much in the body. Like when we want to see our breathing, we focus too much in the breath because we don't have enough samadhi. Observe the body, you need samadhi. To observe the body and to observe the feeling, it is better to have samadhi. You have to gain samadhi to be able to observe it. For example, when the body is in pain, the mind will go to the point where the body is in pain because the mind will not have enough samadhi. But if you have samadhi and you can do the chara, the mind will have the power and energy and it will not move into the point where the body is in pain. But our samadhi is very temporary. It's very short. So because our mind doesn't have samadhi, it is better for us to observe the mind. To be mindful in the mind is a good practice for us. So we keep practicing by observe the mind. The mind will change when we see things, when we smell, when we hear things, when we taste, when we touch. We just observe the mind. when the body is in contact with things, with the softness or the hardness, the cold, hot, we just observe the element. So when we see things, we hear, we smell, we taste, we touch, all the mind thinks, the mind is working, the mind will change, it will be happy, it will be unhappy. We just know it. When we see, when we hear, when we smell, when we taste, when we touch, those are the contexts. When the eye see the picture, actually there is nothing happen in the mind. The mind just be normal, but the happiness or unhappiness in the mind happen after the mind think, whether the mind like or doesn't like. So when we walk in the dark and we see something, at the first moment there is nothing happening in the mind when we see things, but when the mind think, oh, this is the ghost or this is the thief, the mind view, the feeling in the mind will happen. But when our body get in contact with things, the happiness or unhappiness can happen in the mind right away. But when the eye see pictures, see things, at the moment that when the mind see, the feeling in the mind not arise yet. But once we evaluate what we see, the feeling will happen. So this is the way we learn the truth in our mind. So when the eye see things, the mind is normal. But once the mind evaluate what we see, the happiness or unhappiness in the mind arise. But the feeling or the body contact, for example, when the mosquito bite you, the pain arise. Immediately, when you got the mosquito bite, the pain arise right away. The moment that the pain arise, the angriness in the mind not arise yet. But once we see that the mosquito bites, the angriness may arise. And when the mosquito bite by us. We want to kill it. We just know it. So we just keep learning the mechanism in the body and mind. Keep observing what happened in the body and mind. In some moment, the mind become neutral. In some moment, the mind is wholesome. In some moment, the mind is unwholesome. But the wholesomeness, unwholesomeness, happiness, unhappiness, they are all temporary. Because there are contact, the feeling will arise. When suffering arises, unhappiness, disliking happen. So when happiness arises, the mindfulness realize that happiness is arise, the wholesomeness will arise. We cannot control the mind. We cannot control the mind to be wholesome all the time. We cannot order it not to be unwholesome. The Buddha told us that we should not do bad things, but he did not ask us not to have an unwholesome mind. So we cannot control the mind to be wholesome or to be not too unwholesome. When things happen in the mind, we just know it as it is. When we keep observing the mind will be able to remember the character of wholesomeness and unwholesomeness. Then the mindfulness will arise by itself. So we just have to keep observing the phenomena in our mind. It is the rule that the wholesome mind has to have mindfulness. So keep learning, keep practicing. When Longpa teach us the true Dharma, or the very deep Dharma, sometimes we get confused. But if we keep listening for his teaching, one day we will understand. We learning the Dharma so that we gain the wisdom. We learn the Dharma so that we gain the faith, we gain the energy, we gain the knowledge. We do not learn Dharma so that we are not entertained. The point to learn the Dharma is not to entertain yourself, but to learn so that one day you will gain the wisdom. So there are not many people who can tolerate to listen to the deep Dharma, because most people want entertaining. So if you want entertainment, you cannot search it from listening to the Dharma. The Dharma sometimes it seems difficult for you, But if you keep learning, keep listening, one day you will understand. Actually, Dharma is about, is this the truth? One day you learn the truth and it's not difficult anymore. So now it's time to submit the homework. So the rule to submit the homework, the rule is to try to keep it short, not to describe too much. Not to say something that happened like 20 years ago. Just to submit the homework, you just keep it short and keep stay things that happen in the present moment. But this lady, Long Po told her to observe the body so that one day he be able to observe the mind. When you observe the body, finally you'll be able to observe the mind. And once you'll be able to observe the mind, you will understand Dharma. So the body is like a foundation to be able to see the mind, what is lady. To observe the body is not to focus on the body. Just feel the body. So when you feel the body, you can see the mind. But Long Po said for her, she still too focused. But this lady, she is very excited, and the excitement arises by itself. Long Po said, yes, you just learn that things, the excitement arises by itself. And Long Po said, her mind gained the wisdom, her mind walking to the path of the wisdom. And for this lady, she asked Long Po whether she feel like she still too much focusing in some terms. And Long Po said, just keep observing it. And she said she tried to practice samatha, but she cannot gain samadhi. Long Po answered that for those who like to walk on the path of this wisdom, is sometimes it's difficult to gain the wisdom because the mind want to walk, want to gain the wisdom and do not want to rest. Thank you. But this lady, she said she listened for Long Po teaching from the CD, and this is the first time that she see Long Po. She said she practiced by observing the body when walking, or when the body have movement. And Long Po said, if you have intention to observe it, it will be too focusing. We just observe in the daily life when your head, when you smile, when the body move, you just feel it. Try not to put too much intention. So the homework for this person, Long Po said, keep observing the defilement that arise in the mind. And this person said sometimes the mind just sink into the suffering, sink into the sadness. And Long Po said, because the mind do not have energy or do not have enough power, so you just know. But finally, it will come up. You just keep observing. What is person? He said in the past 2 or 3 weeks the mind do not walk on the wisdom for 2 or 3 weeks already. Long Po said because he has used a lot of energy in his mind, so the mind want to rest. And Long Po suggests for him try to be in the present moment. And he said the mind is worried that the mind not try to walk in the wisdom. And Long Po suggests not to worry about it. So Long Po asked his assistant to submit the homework. And the lady said when she stayed in her home, her mind is very peaceful. But when she come out from her home and she contact the world, the mind is suffer.
เชื้อตัวไหนที่มีทางที่จะหาย
But this lady, Long Pao said, her mind is not, her mind is like what happened in the present. Actually, what happened to you is what should happen is your karma. If you accept what happening and try to.Practice in the moment, in the present moment. That's the best way. And this.Man said he faced so much suffering. And Noah said, why this couple you stay together and suffer unlike Long Pao and Khun Ma ChinutIn the past, they stay together with happiness. And the guy said he suffered because he has to work, so he.Work for the living. And Lung Pao said, is this your duty? If you're happy with your work, your mind will be happy. Because he is a painter, he feel like he suffering. We have to do the painting. But Long Pao said, actually you like to do the painting, but you don't like to sell it.All kind of suffering in your mind come from desire. You have to observe what kind of desire that caused you to suffer. All kind of suffering in your mind come from desire. Remember this.So, you just see the desire that happened in your mind. So now, anyone want to submit the homework, raise your hand.
ทำอะไรพระคุณพระธรรมพระสงฆ์นะ
She said, she recites a wording every time when she walks and now she tried to practice by just observing the body walking without reciting the word. And Long Po suggests that it is better that if your mind think too much, if your mind have too much thought, you better have a word to recite. Keep reciting a wording in your mind in every moment. And Long Po suggests that she should keep reciting a word even though the mind is busy, the mind is wholesome or unwholesome, just keep recite a wording in the mind. And just recite the word and observe that the mind lost in thought and keep observing when the mind is lost in thought. But if the mind do not have energy, you just don't have to observe when the mind lost in thought. Just come back to the wording that you recite. So to observe when the body are lost in thought, you can get either samatha or you can get the wisdom. It depends on the point where the mind is seeing. And for her, Long Po suggests that she try to practice more samatha because her mind do not have energy, do not have power. And another point is the mind have anger, angriness in the mind, because the mind doesn't like what happened. She said she very excited and she afraid of Long Po. Long Po said Long Po never bite anyone. Long Po said keep breathing, otherwise you will get cardiac arrest. Excited too much. Long Po suggests her to nod her head and observe. The body is nodding. Suggests her try to see that the body is moving and the mind is a seer. The lady said when she practiced in the formal time, she can gain the peacefulness sometime, but and after the peacefulness, she can, her mind is busy again. And Long Po said that this kind of phenomena teach you the Dharma. You can see that the peacefulness is temporary, the busy mind also temporary. Long Po asked her that can she feel that the body and mind are two separate things, the feeling and the mind are separate things, and this is the way that her mind gained wisdom. Suggests that when she practices, she just observe her mind. When she do samatha, she feel the darkness and come back to observe the mind, whether you like the darkness or you don't like the darkness. When the mind get bright, just come back to observe whether the mind like or dislike it too. And she practiced by observing the body, and she can see that the body is one thing and the mind is a seer. And Lompa said that yes, that's right, but try not to keep or try not to control the seer or the mind. Let it be natural. And you will see clearly that the body and mind is two separate things. And when you ignore the akka, the body, and you come back to your mind, and when there are sigh, any kind of sigh happen, just ignore it and keep observing the mind. And for her, she practice one day she can she do the samatha and she can say that the mind stay in the happiness for so long. And Nuha suggests that her to see that the happiness is temporary and keep seeing that. And this lady said she can see phenomena in the daily life more often. Like when she get excited, she can see it. She can see that the mind move into the eye to see, move to the ear to listen. And Nongpo suggests that just keep practice this way, and if the mind is busy too much, just try to do samatha to have the mind rest. If you keep walk on the wisdom all the time, the mind will get tired and it needs to rest. But this man, he said he haven't submitted homework for a long time, but he said he just keeps seeing the same thing. Long Paul said, yes, that says it. You have to be patient to keep seeing that keep seeing the three characteristics until the mind accepts the truth. Just keep be patient. Just be patient and keep practicing. Long Phuket taught that the Dharma is the old things. The defilement is the old things. You just keep seeing it. He said he went to a course and he tried to not to use handphone or cellular phone for 15 days and tried to keep practicing. And now he worried that he's stuck in there. The peacefulness or not. But Long Paul said, don't worry because your mind is too busy. Don't worry that your mind stuck to peacefulness. So just let the mind working and just keep seeing the mind.
มีความกระตือรือร้นที่จะปฏิบัติในรูปแบบเยอะขึ้นมาถึงเยอะมากนี่ครับคุณโสมบ้างเข้าใจที่ครับตัดเหตุการณ์ย่านนี้หมดที่ผมนอนเจ็บเสร็จจะได้ไม่มีไว้ชาร์จแบตจริงครับพอออกมาจากปฏิบัติเนี้ยผมได้อย่างนึงรู้สึกว่าโทรศัพท์เป็นภาระต้องชาร์จต้องเปิดต้องดูรู้สึกว่ามันวุ่นวายมาก
And he said after not using the cell phone for 15 days, he feel like the cellular phone is a burden because he has to keep looking for the cell phone. And he said, yes, right, the cellular phone is a burden, it's a true burden.
ที่มียกมือมีแต่คนมาแต่ว่า นั้นที่มีอาจจะเห็นเหตุการณ์คุณแม่ครับคนที่เจออยู่นี้น้องหมอวัดภาษาฟ้าทำงานอาจารย์กรีนใช้น้องเรียนอะไรจัดการเลย
So, for those who still have questions, for now, he doesn't have time to teach anymore. So just go to ask the question from his assistant teacher. But Rompo suggests that the teacher that you choose to learn, you just choose only one person. Try not to learn from many teachers, because teaching is like the teaching style for each teacher is different. It's like when you get sick, you see the doctor. You only see one doctor. If you keep seeing so many doctors, there are so many opinions. And it's not good for you. So just learning from only one teacher will be better. So just choose the teacher that you think he is matched to you, and keep learning from only one teacher will be better than learning from so many persons.